Oh, hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca. I was just listening to some of my favorite music online. I really enjoy streaming music on my phone. Why? Well, it's so convenient. I can take my phone everywhere. All I need is my phone and Wi-Fi, of course. Then I can pick and choose the songs that I want to listen to. Well, today we're going to meet Sam and Brittany, who are discussing whether or not people should stream music. Do you enjoy streaming music? Well, think about that. Today's lesson is a question, and it's called to stream or not to stream. To stream or not to stream. Friends, I know it's going to be a very good lesson, so try to answer this question. What is convenient? What is convenient? Okay, open up your magazines, and let's begin our lesson. Come on!
To stream or not to stream? Is streaming songs the best way to listen to music? There are many things to consider when deciding whether or not to stream music. Brittany and Sam discuss the advantages and disadvantages of streaming music. Brittany uses streaming software, while Sam buys albums.
Look at the cool artwork on this album cover. I think I'm going to buy it.
I like the artwork, but why buy the album? I prefer to stream music directly onto my phone.
Streaming is convenient, but a digital song's quality cannot compare to the warm sounds of one on a vinyl record.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 stream 这个动词。stream 在这里是指直接在线收听或收看，而没有下载下来。例如 ，When the Oscars were aired live, millions of people were streaming in real time. 当奥斯卡颁奖典礼实况转播时，有上百万人正在即时线上收看。或者是 The school streams its classes on its website for students all around the world. 这个学校把课程用串流方式放在网站上，让全世界的学生都可以看。Stream 也可以指流动，例如 Teardrops streamed down the little girl's face when she found out her dog was dead. 当这个小女孩得知她的小狗过世时，泪水沿着脸庞滑落。接下来我们看的是Advantage 这个名词 ，advantage 是指优势、有利条件或好处。例如 ，One of the advantages of living in a dorm is safety. 住在宿舍的好处之一就是安全。或者是 ，The defense player's size gives him a huge advantage over his opponents. 这位防守球员高大的身材让他和对手相比占了很大的优势。它的反义词就是在自首加上 dis 变成 disadvantage， 意思是缺点或坏处。例如 ，The only disadvantage of living downtown is the price。住在市中心的唯一缺点就是房价太高了。
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an
Rebecca.
Oh, hey, hey, babe.
Hey, yeah, hey, the camera's on.
Oh, right. I was just streaming some music on my phone.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Can I have a listen?
You want to listen?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta be a little careful here.
Give me one of your earpieces here.
Get one of those earpieces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
you know, Rebecca?
Well, what's up?
That's great, but we need to start teaching.
But our lesson is all about...whether or not we should stream music.
Well, yes, yes, that is true. So, apparently you like to stream music online?
You know, I actually really do.
Yeah.
Because it's very convenient. All I need is my phone and, of course, some Wi-Fi would be nice. But my phone is 4G, so it really doesn't even need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then I can pick the songs I want. Let's see. Hey, do you want to listen to another song?
Yes, later. Right now, let's get into our lesson, friends. Yes, Rebecca is listening to music. She's streaming music right now with her smartphone. And yes, we just came from a lesson yesterday or last time about Austria. And of course, there are many streams or rivers in Austria. And you see that word stream again in our lesson here today. It's a verb. It has quite a different meaning.
Yes, a very different meaning from the streams that you might see in Austria.
Yeah. Isn't English fun?
English is so much fun, and I know that you're having fun learning English, and you're going to enjoy learning about streaming songs. So here's a question for you all that we see in the lesson. Is streaming songs the best way to listen to music?
Think about that.
Yeah?
I can't take you seriously with that earpiece in your ear, your earphone, just dangling there. It seems like you're also listening to music at the same time as we're teaching.
Come on, Gabe. Haven't you seen people walk around and then they're carrying their phone and then there's an earpiece in their ear like this? And
yeah.
Then you ask them a question and...
And they have to... Oh, excuse me. Okay, take out the... Excuse me, what did you say again?
Yeah, I was trying to be like one of those cool people.
Yeah, right, those cool people that seem like they always have something going on.
Okay, I'll put my phone away for now and we can just talk about streaming music.
So you asked a question, is streaming songs the best way to listen to music? Well, what do you think, friends? How do you like to listen to music? It is a very convenient way, I will say that.
Well, we read, there are many things to consider when deciding whether or not to stream music. Brittany and Sam discuss the advantages and disadvantages of streaming music.
So could we say that they're talking about the ups and downs or maybe the pros and cons?
Oh, Gabe, you're on to something.
I thought so.
Yes. If you see the words... advantages and disadvantages, you can replace those words with the pros and cons. The pros and cons are just the positives and the negatives of doing something.
For example, you know, if you have to make a big life decision or maybe change something, you might need to think of the pros and cons for what you are doing or why you are changing. For example, if you need to find a new job or leave your current one, well, make a list of the pros and the cons. And maybe after you make that list, you might realize, oh, I don't need to leave my job after all. There are a lot of pros or advantages to staying.
Very well thought out, Gabe.
Thanks, Rebecca.
No problem. Okay, well, back to our lesson with Brittany and Sam. Brittany uses streaming software while Sam buys albums. Okay, so let's get into the actual conversation. Sam says, look at the cool artwork on this album cover. I think I'm going to buy it.
Okay, so Brittany says, I like the artwork, but why buy the album? I prefer to stream music directly onto my phone. So it begins, the topic of streaming music.
And Sam says, streaming is convenient, but a digital song's quality cannot compare to the warm sounds of one on a vinyl record. There's a lot we need to talk about. First, there is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What is convenient?
What is, streaming. Streaming is convenient.
Streaming is convenient. That's right. But remember, a digital song's quality cannot compare to. Let's take a look at this phrase, to compare something to. Now, in our lesson, we see the phrase cannot compare to. If something cannot compare to something else, that means that that one thing is so good that nothing else is equivalent or equal to it.
That's right. We learned in an earlier lesson that nothing compares to Rebecca's grandmother's cooking on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And now we see that word warm in our lesson, the warm sounds of one on a vinyl record. When you see this warm as used in our lesson, it just means friendly, loving, and just very comfortable and inviting.
Sometimes it's just nice to give your friend a warm hug. And right now it's time for us to enjoy a warm time in the
info cloud.
Can we say that?
I
we have a warm
differ.
Time? Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, I think that today is the sunniest day of the year.
I beg to differ, Rex. It's only March. I'm sure there will be even sunnier days once summer arrives.
Perhaps you're right about that. But I really like that phrase you just used, back to differ. This is a great way to express that you want to politely disagree with what someone has said.
Right. Just like I wanted to politely disagree with Rex about the weather. Using this phrase is simple. Just say, I beg to differ, and then politely say why you disagree.
Right. The word beg means to ask for something in a humble way. So beg to differ means that you are humbly asking to have a different opinion about something.
However, for this phrase, you should be very careful with how you say it. If you sound angry and shout, I beg to differ, then you are neither being humble nor polite.
在生活或工作中难免会遇到和别人意见相左的时候。当你不赞成别人的意见时，你可以用一种比较礼貌委婉的方式说 I beg to differ, 请恕我不能赞同，然后再告诉对方你不同意的理由。但是要注意，语气也要温和。如果是很生气的说这句话，那使用这句话就没有意义了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次一起见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the pros and cons, the advantages and disadvantages of streaming music.Now we're in the middle of a conversation between Brittany and Sam. They're talking about this very important subject. Well, what about you, friends? Do you like to stream music? Think about that as we continue this conversation.
To stream or not to stream?
Well, most music fans can't tell the difference.
Really? I can. I guess vinyl records are for real music fans.
I don't know about that. People who love music share it. Streaming offers a social side, connecting music lovers by sharing their playlists.
As a musician, I'm not a fan of playlists.
Why not?
When people create playlists, they pick and choose only the popular tracks. They ignore the rest of the musician's album.
Okay, 继续我们看 playlist 这个名词。Playlist 在这里是指播放列表或播放清单。例如 the songs on my playlist are mostly songs from the 80s. 我的播放清单上的歌曲大都是80年代的歌。或者是 I decided to add this funny song to the playlist on my cell phone. 我决定要把这一首好笑的歌曲加到我手机的播放列表中。Playlist 也可以指广播节目排定的曲目。例如 the producer and the host of the show usually have their playlist ready one day before it is recorded. 这个节目的制作人和主持人通常在录音前一天会把歌单都排好。最后我们看的是 track 这个名词。Track 我们学过是指轨迹，但是在这里它是指光碟或磁带上的一首歌曲或一段影像。例如 This CD includes my favorite tracks from the Bee Gees. 这张 CD 收录了我最喜欢的比吉斯的歌曲。或者是 Lost in Love is the title track of Air Supply's fifth album. Lost in Love, 迷失在爱中是空中补给乐团第五张同名专辑的单曲。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so remember earlier, Sam was saying that streaming is convenient, right? And of course, he was saying that the quality, a digital song's quality cannot compare to the warm sounds of one on a vinyl record. Now, Brittany responds by saying what?
Well, she says, well, most fans can't tell the difference.
That would be a music fan.
You know, I have to agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really thought too carefully about it or listened that closely to see if there is a difference between the quality of the music that you get streaming online versus a vinyl record. In fact, I don't listen to vinyls that often.
Well, no, I don't listen to vinyls actually really ever. But we do see the word fan in our lesson, and there is a word that we would like to talk about, and that is fanatic. What is a fanatic? That's just someone or a person who is very interested in something. And sometimes they're a little bit unreasonable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about crazy fanatics, right? Of course, in short, most of us just use the word fan, right? Friends, you all know what a fan is. If you're a fan of something, you love it. Fans of comic books will love Comic-Con in San Diego or in New York City, right? This big comic book conference. So what are you a fan of? If you really love it so much, you might be a fanatic.
Exactly. And Sam says, really? I can. I guess vinyl records are for real music fans. Now, in case you've forgotten what a vinyl record looks like, let's take a look.
Oh, I wish we could listen to what a vinyl record sounds like. It does have that little crisp, warm sound. And sometimes you can kind of hear, sometimes when the needle is touching the record,
yeah,
kind of makes that little crunchy.
Right, yes, that sounds.
On the old ones.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remember when I used to listen to vinyl records a long time ago. So in my opinion, maybe perhaps I prefer a digital song better.
Yeah, or just listening to it on CD or something. Everything has its pros and cons, right? Because I remember when I listened to tapes, cassette tapes, sometimes if the tape got a little bit ruined, then of course it would ruin the sound for whatever song I was listening to. There was no way of fixing it.
I remember when tapes were the thing. Mm-hmm. When we had to listen to tapes to listen to music, and now we very seldom see tapes. Well, anyway, Brittany responds to Sam by saying, I don't know about that. Okay, let's talk about this phrase. You can use this phrase when someone says something that you really don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah, perhaps you doubt what they're saying is true. Okay, it's actually a very useful and very common phrase to express doubt. For example, Rebecca says tea is better. I don't know about that. I think that coffee is better.
We all know that tea is better than coffee.
Right, right, right. Well, here's another example.
Uh-huh.
London is always sunny. What's your response? That's right, you could say, I don't know about that. I've heard that it often rains in London.
Exactly. So, of course, Brittany is responding to Sam when Sam said, I guess vinyl records are for real music fans. And Brittany says, I don't know about that. People who love music share it. Streaming offers a social side, connecting music lovers by sharing their playlists.
Ooh, playlists.
Playlists.
How exciting.
Oh, yes. But of course, Sam says, as a musician, I'm not a fan of playlists.
Yeah, because you're just picking and choosing what songs you want to listen to.
Wait, hold on, Gabe. I like that phrase, to pick and choose.
Well, Sam does too, because he says when people create playlists, they pick and choose only the popular tracks.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that phrase, to pick and choose. This just means that you take some things and not the others. So you don't want everything, just a few selected things.
You could use this in a positive way. Like if you go to See's Candies, you can pick and choose what chocolates you want in the chocolate box. I don't like it when people pick and choose what parts of the Bible they think are important and what parts they don't want to listen to.
Right.
So friends, this is a useful phrase. Where or when can you pick and choose something?
And please don't pick and choose what you're going to watch here on Studio Classroom, because right now it's time for the
SC Challenge. Yes! Don't go away.
Mm-mm, no.
Yes!
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge. We have two very special contestants playing with us today. Actually, you just might recognize them. Let's meet them. What's your names?
It's me again, David.
David, and your name?
I'm Carolyn. Hi, everyone.
And Carolyn. David and Carolyn. So today's lesson is called To Stream or Not to Stream. Is it better to stream music or is it better not to stream music? I believe our two contestants have different views as to whether which one they think is the most important. We want to hear their views. We're going to start with David. David, do you think that streaming is more important or not streaming?
Well, in my opinion, I think streaming is very important.
Okay.
First of all, it is very convenient. Mm-hmm. Second of all, streaming has a social side to it. And third of all, music lovers can share playlists with each other.
Okay, friends, so you heard that first. David thinks that streaming is convenient. He also thinks that streaming has a social side. And he also thinks that music lovers can share playlists. Well, that sounds pretty important. Mm-hmm. Now, Carolyn, what are your thoughts about streaming?
Well, I don't really agree. So, see, a vinyl record sounds so much better. And playlists don't give listeners a balanced view of the musician's music. You just listen to one or two of their songs. And buying an album is more personal.
Oh, so you think that buying an album is more personal than just streaming music online?
Sure.
I see. So, friends, you just heard two differing views on whether or not you should stream music. Carolyn thinks that a vinyl record sounds better. She also thinks that the playlists don't really give listeners a balanced view of the musician's music. And she also thinks that buying an album is more personal. But what do you think? Why don't you take some time and talk about that with your friends, in English, of course. David, Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing your views on the SC Challenge.
Thank
and you. Of course. Thank you.
Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Okay, seriously, our lesson is not over yet. Rebecca, don't go listening to your music. I don't care if you're streaming it or listening to it or watching YouTubes.
There's some good music I wanted to listen to. And, oh, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We have more to learn about streaming music online. Come back next time.
Bye-bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.